AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israel's Security Cabinet has recommended approving a deal that would pause the fighting in Gaza and release dozens of hostages held by Hamas. The deal will now go to the full cabinet in Israel for approval before the ceasefire goes into effect. The AP's Joe Fetterman reports support in Israel for this deal is shaky.
There may be an element of domestic Israeli politics at play here. Two hardline partners in Netanyahu's governing coalition have come out against the deal and threatened to possibly bring down the government over it.
The Prime Minister's office says if a deal is passed, the ceasefire would start Sunday with the first hostages released. People close to the centers of the deadly wildfires in Southern California are being told it could take longer to return to their homes. Jim McDonnell is L.A. police chief.
The goal is to be able to have a damage assessment done by the professionals and then to do abatement of the hazardous materials and certainly then the search and recovery of remains.
People on the outskirts of the fires, like Kathy Sharvargian in Encino, are back home.
Okay, we're going home now. No, we're not going home now. Now, yes, we're going home now. The winds are coming in our direction. No, the winds are going and that back and forth was very, very, very tiring.
She spoke to KABC. L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is donating $500,000 to help firefighters and animals forced to evacuate the fires. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart held talks in the Kremlin before signing a broad cooperation deal to deepen their partnership amid stinging Western sanctions. It ends with Us actor and director Justin Baldoni is suing his co-star Blake Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds for defamation and extortion in the latest move in a bitter legal battle surrounding the movie. Lively's lawyer says it's another chapter in the abuser playbook. It Ends With Us was released in August and exceeded box office expectations. This is AP News. Award winner Joan Plowright, Laurence Olivier's widow, has died. She was 95.
Her family said Plowright had died surrounded by her loved ones. Her family said she enjoyed a long and illustrious career across theatre, film and TV over seven decades until blindness made her retire.
All I wish to do is sit in the shade and remember better times.
In this excerpt from an interview in 1993, Plowright talked fondly about playing Mrs. Wilson in Dennis the Menace.
If you can get a good part and a good script, and you respect the people you are working with, then suddenly it's a good move.
Part of an astonishing generation of British actors, Plowright won a Tony Award, two Golden Globes, and nominations for an Oscar and an Emmy. She was made a dame by Queen Elizabeth in 2004. Karen Shamas, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.